Mr. Pagliano's attorney asserts because his client took the fifth before the Select Committee on Benghazi, he shouldn't be required to provide testimony to this committee. That is not a good faith argument. It makes no sense for a number of reasons. First and foremost, the Select Committee's jurisdiction is limited. It only relates to September 11, 2012 terrorist attack in Benghazi. In contrast, this committee's jurisdiction is broad and includes both legislative and oversight of the Federal Records Act and the Freedom of Information Act. Questions about these two topics alone are well outside the purview of the Select Committee's investigation. Secretary Clinton's emails and Mr. Pagliano's were subject to both of these laws. Mr. Pagliano could explain what he knew or what he was told about these laws. He could tell us whether or not they were considered by him or others in setting up Secretary Clinton's private email server. Mr. Pagliano's testimony could provide important information informing legislative reforms this committee may want to consider, ensuring that this disaster never happens again. This includes reforms based on how he was able to prevent the State Department from locating most of his emails. Another key difference in last month, this committee had the benefit of reviewing the testimony Mr. Pagliano did provide during his interview with the FBI. The Select Committee never did see that 302. Nor was the Select Committee aware of the thousands of classified emails that traveled over Secretary Clinton's server when they spoke with Mr. Pagliano. This committee's questions are broader and more informed than any questions posed by the Select Committee, making a comparison unnecessary. Further, answering a number of these questions could never subject Mr. Pagliano to criminal liability. The Department of Justice has confirmed Mr. Pagliano was granted immunity before he spoke to the FBI. Director Comey confirmed that he was recommending no charges be brought against anyone involved in the matter. Attorney General Lynch accepted the recommendation and closed the case. Under those circumstances, Mr. Pagliano has no fear of criminal liability preventing him from answering questions before this committee. The committee recessed its September 13th hearing with Mr. Cooper to give Mr. Pagliano another opportunity to show up and testify. To clear up any ambiguity created by Mr. Pagliano's six lawyers about whether they would confirm service of the prior subpoenas, which they refused to do, we had the U.S. Marshals personally serve him. We scheduled the continuation of the earlier hearing for this morning, but once again, he failed to show. This committee cannot operate. It cannot perform its duty, nor can any committee of Congress, if subpoenas are ignored. So we are left with no choice but to consider this resolution and report recommending the House hold Mr. Pagliano in contempt of Congress. Now, recognize the ranking member, Mr. Cummings.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Yesterday, our committee held a very important hearing on a very critical issue that matters to millions of the American people, the skyrocketing prices of prescription drugs. Members on both sides of the aisle joined together to examine these